boy meets girl waiting for a star to fall, and Emmanuel is on this line, and he's waiting for some action to be taken to stop people parking and blocking a particular stretch of road near where he lives. He's out in White Abbey. Good morning, Emmanuel.
Good morning, Frank. First of all, I represent Abbeyfull Residents Association. I'm the chairperson of it. And I just want to address that there's a laneway in conjunction with Abbeyfull Place. It's been there a long time. It's used constantly by cars and pedestrians. However, Land Register says it's not listed, it's not owned, and therefore we need the proper authorities to take ownership, responsibility, and the maintaining of it, such as the road service on Northern Ireland Railway. Northern Ireland Railway is right beside it. People use the railway every day. They're parking their cars now on the lane, which we always use. And we cannot get up at times for the school run or going to the shop or going about our business. We also need traffic lights at the bottom of Abbeyfull Street. We have just had 35 new properties built in the area, and nearly every one of the new tenants have a car. There's an extra 30-odd cars now in the area, and we are absolutely cramped out. We need the road service to put traffic lights at the bottom of Abbeyfull Street so we can get out. We cannot get out to turn right or turn left at any given time, especially in the rush hour, 9 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock in the evening. We went to Land Register. We paid money to find out who owned this stretch of road. And after some digging and investigation, back in the early 50s after the Second World War, there was houses built in the area, which has since been knocked down, and they were owned by the Irish Soldiers and Sailors Land Trust. That organisation has now been dissolved in 1987, and the money was given to charities and all that there. And all the people are dead and buried, and it's no longer listed. We were told if we wanted to take it on, it comes with public liability, and there's a lot of risks involved in it. So we went to road service, Northern Ireland Railways or whoever, the proper authorities, to take some recognition and take some sort of responsibility for it, because it's more or less public property, so they have to maintain it.
How big a stretch of ground are we talking about, Emmanuel?
You're talking roughly 250 yards of road here in conjunction with Abbeyfull Place. You could walk up it in 5 minutes, straight to the railway station.
Is it wide enough for two lanes? Is it wide enough for two lanes of traffic?
It can be made into two lanes of traffic, but we want it made into a one-way system, whereas when you're leaving Abbeyfull, you go out that way, and when you're coming home, you can back up Abbeyfull Street.
And I get a picture here of people parking almost like on waste ground, or it's slightly overgrown. Is that the wrong picture I'm getting in my head? Describe it to me.
It's the wrong picture. It's a good 17, 18 feet wide at the minute. And it's not overgrown. Northern Ireland Railways and White Abbey Railway Station have built a brand new car park. It's attracted more cars. People are leaving their cars. When the car park's full, they're parking now into the lane, which we use every day as residents. And they're getting on the train and going to work. They're parking all over the station road. And people, when you do go up the lane, you can barely get round the corner. There's no double yellow lanes anywhere to be seen. So these are Northern Ireland Railway commuters. So Northern Ireland Railway and the road service need to get involved with us and come out and have a look at this. And let's sit around the table and let's come to some conclusion as regards to the outcome of it.
So you want it made into a one-way system. You want the authorities to take control of it. Make it into a one-way system, put double yellows on it, and people shouldn't be parking on that stretch that you've just described.
Yes, if you go down Abbeyfull Street, you get to the bottom, you're on the Shore Road, there's thousands of cars going up and down and up and down all day long, all night long, and you cannot get out. That road is fatal for our community. We are cramped out of cars. We want that made in the one way where we leave that way and we come in the other way.
And how difficult is it to get the authorities to adopt a stretch of road like that?
Well, I don't see why they can't. It's more or less public property now. You know, it's constant everyday use. You're talking 200 yards of a road here. It needs tarmac, it needs lighting put in it and drainage put in it. You know, the road service is going around every day, digging holes everywhere, and some of them, you know, we need someone to take responsibility of this stretch of road. We need it. We are cramped out. There's more kids on the street. There's more cars in the area now because of new properties being built. And we also have a serious problem on the Glenville Road and with Abbey. People, we need traffic lights there as well. People can't get out of Glenville.
Yeah, it's interesting because it is a growing area and it's becoming busier. And I'm aware of the stretch that you're talking about. I don't know the exact lane, obviously. But, Emmanuel, you put a very positive spin on what you need. And spin's maybe the wrong word. You present it very professionally. You've thought it through, and it's for the betterment not only of yourself but of everyone in the general area. Might be to the disadvantage of commuters who are coming to park to go into town on the train, but you know that it's a strong argument that you put. Have you had feedback from the authorities in relation to whether or not they're interested in taking on the responsibility for the stretch of road?
Well, I contacted the road service a while back and I addressed this problem to them, and when I mentioned the word liability, that we would be required to have, they turned around and said to me on the phone, why would we want it then? They said their road ends where this lane begins, and that, as far as they're concerned, that lane has nothing to do with them and they don't want it. But it's more or less, it's like walking down the footpath on your street. It's public property. We need it maintained. We need ownership, and we need responsibility, and we need people to step up and have this recognised here.
Yeah, it's a very good pitch. You've made it very well, Emmanuel, because it would certainly help the area. And if no one else owns it, then you would expect that ratepayers, taxpayers, everyone else who would benefit from it would see it as work well done. Unless, of course, you've got another side to that argument. Feel free. 0289033105. From what Emmanuel's saying, it doesn't seem to disadvantage anyone apart from those who might just abandon their car in it while they go on the train. If it does relieve the travelling pressures of the people in the White Abbey, Abbeville area, is it not worth considering? If you have an opinion on it, 0289033105. Emmanuel, thanks for the call. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you indeed. So there's a man who's representing the residents group out at White Abbey, and he thinks it would help the smooth traffic flow of his area. It's the sort of man you need in your community, but I don't know if there's another side to the coin. And if you do, feel free. Let us know, or if you're supporting Emmanuel, give us a shout.